リスシャンシャン、さあさあ踊ろうよブンニューニューキューキ、吹いた吹いたよさあさリスシャンシャン、踊るアホに踊らぬアホだよ、同じアホなら踊らにゃ損だよ。さあさあ猫もさくせなブンニューニュー、あちょいとブンニューニュー。シャリスシャンシャン、さあさあ踊ろうよブンニューニュー、好き好き、ハローベイビー、さあシャリスシャンシャン、飲んだ酒まだ酔わずにいらるか、酔えばお前に吠えるにいらるか。さあさあ花の実のあるブンニューニュー、初いとブンニューニュー。シャリスシャンシャン、さあさあ踊ろうよブンニューニューキューキ、風に陽気にシャシャリスシャンシャン、踊りゃよくなる、ますますよくなる、夏もかぼちゃも水分もよくなる。さあさあ水もブスイもブンニューニュー、あちょいとブンニューニュー。シャリスシャンシャン、さあさあ踊ろうよブンニューニュー、好き好き、パッと踊ってシャシャリスシャンシャン、花と長くちゃ何でも好きだよ、物を言うから一番好きだよ。さあさあ取り巻くはそのブンニューニュー、あちょいとブンニューニュー。
Good evening and welcome to this edition of the Freedom Fry Hi-Fi. And tonight I will be doing a recap, sort of the year 2013 and my favorite reissues. Ethnic Treks, principally, because that's my bag. That's what I buy when I buy new records. And that's the kind of novel thing tonight will be. They're all the new records I bought and they're all older recordings. Opening up was Shamisen Boogie Woogie by Ichimura, taken from the 10-inch, which I think was scheduled to come out in the fall of 2010, but didn't come out until January, I believe, 2013, and that's how it got in there, and that's Rocket Infinity, Global Rise of Rock and Music, compiled by Ian Nagowski. And there'll be tracks taken from, actually, four compilations, I think, altogether that Ian put out this year. He's sort of like a brand you can trust, very dedicated compiler, reissuer, researcher, and you know, every time I see it's a release and his name's on it, that's pretty much like the blue chip, like I know this is worth getting. Like I always say about the guy's releases, it's $1 million worth of music for about $11.99. So anyway, as we get to the rest of the pile, I'll be giving out a little bit of information of what they are and what labels released them, and I'm encouraging listeners, if you haven't got these records, go out and buy them. Support the labels, Dust to Digital, Canary, Mississippi, etc., that are putting these out. So then we can have more and more beautiful reissues. Now, I think the next track I'm going to take is from Cassidat, Raw 45s from Morocco. And that was compiled by
Dave Murray, Shellac Head from the Haji Maji blog. So let me see, what track should we have? That's Him by Benazar Okawa and Cheka Hada Uki. O-U-A-K-K-I. Ha-hawa, ha-hawa.
تسجيلات بوسيفون بنصر خويا حدا أعكي.
وبلاني بلال ونبليتو. الزين والعنيف نيد ودرج
وليلى هذا الله وهي ناس مريحة لليلى وليلى
خرجة من الحمام هدينا سلام
ليلى هلا لا وهي ناس منيحة ماما
وليلى الله يا البنات الكية منين جات
ليلى هلا لا وهي ناس
مريحة ماما وليتي ويلا نويت نبغيك أنا أخدي مليك
وليلا هلا لا وهي ناسي مريحة ماما وليتي
وجنون ومعه بوجور
ليلى هلا لا وهي ناسي مليحة ماما وليتي
الله يا البنات مقصر من بات
ليلى هلا لا وهي
تلقي الطوموبيل خليها تميل
وليلى هلا لا وهي ناس مليحة ماما وليتي
الخرجة من الحمام هدينا سلام
وليلى هلا لا
مشيت للطبيب وقال لي العيون بيك
وليلى هلا لا وهي ناسي مليحة ماما وليتي
قالوا كان ما نبغيك ما نقاشي عليك
وليلى هلا لا
الله يا البنات الكية منين جات
ليلى هلا لا وهي ناسي مليحة ماما
وليتي الله يا الحباب حلوا لي الباب
ليلى هلا لا وهي
تلقي الخامية زيدي في النعاس
وليلى على الله وهي
you bet you I should die. Then they told you bet you I should die. Then they told you bet you I should die. And they told you bet you I should die. Really sorry for your mama. Really sorry for your papa. Really sorry for your daddy. Really sorry for me, baby. When I can you say you hear? When I can you say you wish? When I can you say you know? Today my baby before me you do. When I can you say you see sun? When I can you say you see moon? Today my baby before me you do.
Okay, just realizing the only problem with playing all this good music tonight is a lot of it is very, very intense. So usually we have a little lightheartedness and frivolity here on the hi-fi. But it's, I guess in that sense it's going to be heavy going because every track is really superb. I guess, you know, that's why I'm picking up these records, you know. But for radio show purposes, I don't know how well it's going to work as a broadcast. Maybe off-putting to having to digest all this music. But anyway, that's the theme I picked, and I got to roll with it. And so we had Essie Rogi there with Easy Baby from Sierra Leone. That was taking on the sounds of Essie Rogi Volume 1. Reissued on Domino Mississippi Records. Prior to that was another track from Cassidette, and that was Zine Mlay, M-L-I-H, translates as Sublime Beauty by Mohammed Bergman. And I think next up we're going to take something from the compilation that came out again of rare, previously unreissued recordings. This is 78s from Korea, Scattered Melodies, Korean, Kaigum Sanjo from 78 RPM Records. It came out on Sublime Frequencies this year, compiled by Robert Mellis. And it's truly excellent. One of those, a little light on the sleeve notes, but that's not to criticize, because the music itself is so incredibly rare. I don't think the opportunity would be there to hear it without these, without people like Robert making these records available. So let me have a couple of tunes from that. That's how I'm going to work. I'm going to do, depending on the album, two tracks from each one. So let's have two tracks from Scattered Melodies.
Thank you.
Very good stuff. Very, very good. Taken from the compilation Nightingales and Canaries on Mississippi Canary Records. Again, compiled by Ian Nagowski. That tune was Martisa Janet Hecka. I Was Born a Badass Chick by Sugar Mary Vartanian. And again, it's a compilation that came out this year featuring singers recorded in New York and Istanbul from 1930 to around 1953. I think the labels on this record, the A and B labels, they're pressed on the wrong side. And it took me a minute to find it to make sure I was finding the tune I was thinking I was going to play. Anyway, that's the that's my hardship as an amateur internet DJ. Next up, we're going to have another track from a compilation, again compiled by Robert Mellis for Sublime Frequencies. And this was 78 RPM Records, recorded in Burma between 1909 and 1960. My understanding is 78 recordings from Burma are incredibly rare. So yeah, thanks Robert for digging out these records, and thanks for making them available. There is another set I have my eye on, and there was the 4 CD set that just came out, Dust to Digital, Longing for the Past, which I have all intentions of getting. I was holding off thinking, oh, maybe they'll make a vinyl set, but when I heard an interview with the compiler, with David Murray, and I realized that the project was so exhaustive, I don't think he's going to be returning to it to make a vinyl pressing. And you know, I shouldn't be greedy. I shouldn't expect too much. The CD should be enough. The music, the tunes I've heard off are just totally fantastic. But I think it got overlooked for a Grammy. But boo-hoo, right? Who cares about the damn Grammys? Anyway, let's have this track from Burma. And then we're going to have, following the tracks from Burma, another artist from Burma.
Oh, cause sing long way with ya. So ni nyang nyang xio ga si dao ni bei bao a ye gao ko rao ba ye ga jie sne du ma yu ye o lo da gao na zo ma yang xio ho la ang o we gao ne xiang bi wa.
Shan Village Part 1, recorded in Burma by Sankon Kin Mei, and prior to that was Mei Mia by Mia He Yuan, again recorded in Burma from the compilation Crying Princess. And next up, we're going to have someone else who was born in Rangoon, Burma, but these tracks were not recorded there, they were recorded in India after said party had left Burma during World War II and settled in India, and then I guess at the fall of the empire had moved to England, not back to England, but her family's historically English. And that is Molly Drake, mother of Nick Drake, and I picked up a compilation of her recordings actually just last week on Squirrel Thing Records. And I'm never really a big Nick Drake fan, but I heard a radio documentary on Molly, and I was like just fascinated, really, by the quality of recordings and her style, and just I could really hear how much she influenced Nick. And like I said, I was never a big fan of his, but there was something about it that was just very evocative. I guess some people might hear it and say, "Oh, it sounds very, very twee," and can, you know, upper middle class people have the blues, but like I said, very touching stuff. So I'm going to play a couple of tracks from Molly Drake.
Carries a pain, and no one knows. Yeah. cabeça me fala que cabelo. Mate a cabeça me fala que cabelo. Tu quebrou minha babô, tua raquilha. Mate cuidai nas picaraque. Sou seu babo preto, sou cacamu queimá. Bebo babo preto, sou cacamu.
Well, no, it has actually come to that time. And that is time to wrap up the show. I'm going to leave with a track from La Musique Electronique de Niger by Mamani Sani at the organ. That's who's being accompanied me all night while I waffle. But before I go, I will tell you what the last few tunes I played was. So you can run down to the shops or get on Bandcamp. You know, Ian Nagowski has made a lot of his music available. That's Nagoski Ian. I will put a link on the site to his Bandcamp. He's got a ton of material available. Very reasonable prices. Go over there. Help him out. Really. Let me see. We had Allo Divi Me Oromja Ti Mukav by Nehet Gassi. That was the last track. Taken from a double set. Stand Up People Gypsy Pop Songs from Tito's Yugoslavia, which I understand is on a lot of top 50s of reissues this year. So, I must be really cool. Anyway, we had, prior to that, the opening track of The Widow's Joy, another Ian Nagowski compilation. That was the Pennsylvania's Angle Cassie do Budkisku Polka, Budkisku's Polka, recorded 1930. And prior to that was Kasar by Kakar, another Ian Nagowski compilation. I only make four this year, I think I bought them all. La Lita Gori. Now, that set was released by Mississippi Canary again, and I would absolutely recommend you pick it. There's a few thousand copies made, and there are still copies available, but sort of landmark reissue of the Indian vocalist. Transfers are amazing. The booklet that comes with it is very informative, and I can't believe it was only like $11. And then you got the rip-off Beatles and other acts. Like, I always complain, reissuing the same material over and over again for more and more inflated prices. And there's all this great stuff being put out by hard-working individuals, and it's getting overlooked, and it's, in a way, it's kind of heartbreaking. But their work, the work of John Ward at Excavated Shellac, and the other people I've named tonight, I guess it gives some kind of permanence now, I guess, to this music. Because I hate to think, if they didn't do it today, in 20, 30 years time, as difficult as it is to get the records today, and as difficult as it is to get decent copies to do transfers from, I should imagine in a decade or two it's going to be absolutely impossible. Everything will be in the hands of private collectors, or will just be trashed. Anyway, on that note, enjoy yourselves. Have a great week. I'll be back next week with a Christmas show. Yippee!